We're doing the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Kuf Nun Bet in the Musad Arav Kook edition. That's the Shalem edition. What page are we up to there? There's a marker there. What? Page Nun Hay in the Shalem edition. The Ran had explained that when Hashem said, I will send an angel to lead you into the land of Israel, so Moshe had said, teach me, hodeini na derechecha, let me understand the way you run the world, your midot, and then I will be able to find favor in your eyes and daven and annul any punishment that's supposed to come on them and protect them. And they're your nation. So let's try to work it out this way, that I'll have a better understanding of how to pray on their behalf. And then we circumvent the problem of the danger of you being in their midst, for when they sin, then they're in danger of annihilation. And the Ran had went on to explain that when Hashem said that He wants to send an angel to lead them, that's talking in Chutz La'aretz, but in the land of Israel, there Hashem is watching over them. And he had described that it's specifically out in the desert where they're in situations of danger, where the nature of the desert is that 2 million people cannot last in the desert. And at every moment they really need Hashem's help, Hashem's miracles, the man, the be'er, in order to exist. And in such a situation, the slightest error, the slightest sin endangers their whole existence, whereas in the land of Israel, that's not so. The nature of living in the land of Israel, with all its dangers, is not like 2 million people out in the desert. So the danger is different, and that's why Hashem says, in the land of Israel, He will again return to their midst. It's in the desert that it's dangerous for Hashem to be so close to them, so to speak. And therefore Hashem said to Moshe, "Ineni tzich lodiach adarkai bishvit zeh. For this, I don't have to teach you my ways for you to know how to pray lahem. But panay elechu, the Ran is learning, means my face will go with you, so to speak. But banichot ilach, when you rest in the land of Israel. Ki b'dushon Moshe yidaber im kol Yisrael. Panay elechu banichot ilach, lach, in the singular, Hashem is talking to Moshe, who is representing Israel. He means with you, the people of Israel. Kmo shamar lishmorcha b'darech. Just as Hashem said earlier, I will watch you along the path. Hashem doesn't mean you specifically, Moshe. Shein perusho sheyishmo Moshe levad. Doesn't mean I'm only going to watch you. It means I'm going to watch the people. Umoshe lo yispik lo zeh. And Moshe, from his perspective, he wasn't satisfied with what Hashem said. When you come to the land of Israel, I'll be in your midst. V'amar, and Moshe said, imen panecho olchim al ta'aleinu mizeh. He says, if you're not going to be in our midst from now, then we don't want to move from here. We don't want to budge. We don't want to go even one day in the desert without you in our midst. Because if you don't go in our midst, even now, then how will we be different than the other nations? What makes us different is that you're in our midst. Because then there's going to be an opposite effect. If you only come to our midst in the land of Israel, people will think that you're present in the land of Israel. It's not because we're your nation. The effect will be the opposite. If you only come in our midst the way you said, when we enter the land of Israel, then it will not be recognizable that we are your people. It will seem like you're the God of the land of Israel. There are gods of each land as their force that they pray to. And if you don't stay with us throughout our period in the desert, Moshe says to Hashem, and in what will it be discernible that we are different than the nations, that we are your people? Specifically, if you walk with us now in the desert, Then when we come to the land of Israel, everyone will recognize that you took us out of Mitzrayim, you brought us through the desert, you brought us into the land of Israel. And Hashem gave in to his words. Ma'amar Hashem said, I will do this that you asked as well. For you found favor in my eyes. Hashem extended his acquiescence and said, you found favor in my eyes and I know you by name. What does it mean? This is an answer to Moshe's claim initially. Moshe said, you said, I know you by name, you found favor in my eyes. Hashem says, I know you by name. That goes back to what Moshe says. You said you liked me because you know me by name. Lo mitzad Yisrael, Moshe amar Moshe, v'niflinu ani v'amcha mikol ha'am, aval mitzad ki matzat achen be'inai. Hashem says, Moshe gave a cause and said, I want it to be known that we are singled out, even in the desert. Hashem says, you know what, I'll give in, but because I like you, Moshe. Because of you, because of my relationship with you, I'm going to give in on this. V'gamni umoz bazeh, and here Hashem was also alluding, ki ma she'oda lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'ilech betocham ve'lo al yedei molach, zeh b'imei Moshe levad. Hashem was alluding here that this gift that he's willing to give in and continue in the midst of Am Yisrael and not send the angel, that is only in Moshe Rabbeinu's days. Meaning Hashem is giving in to Moshe's claim, but differently than Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. Moshe says, I want the nations to know we're your people, so you should be in our midst. And Hashem says, okay, I'll do what you wanted. I'll go in your midst because I like you. And Hashem is indicating, so long as you're alive, Moshe, I'll be in the midst of the Jewish people. But after Moshe died, but after Moshe, in the days of Yoshua, Yiyah Malach, Hanizkar, Manigat Yisrael, then there, Hashem did send this nation to lead the Jewish people. Adbam namnucha ve'lanachala, till we settle down in the land of Israel, k'moshen ve'er, as we will explain, and that's something which we know. The Navi tells us in the book of Yoshua that Yoshua was one day outside the camp one night, and the angel appeared, and he bowed before the angel, and the angel said, "I came before you to help you conquer Jericho and conquer the land of Israel." Malach Shem Tzvakot, atabati, I've come now. I didn't come in the days of Moshe. Moshe didn't want me. But now it's my time to come and help you conquer the land of Israel. Until we were settled down, this angel led us in our victories in the wars and conquering Israel. So what the Ran taught us today is that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hashem, teach me your ways, so I will be a better leader on behalf of the Jewish people. I'll know how to pray with more accuracy, with more understanding. And Hashem said, okay, I'm willing to go in your midst till they settle in the land of Israel. Moshe said, wait, you can't tell us you'll only be with us in the land of Israel and not out here. And if you do that, then it'll seem like you're the God of the land of Israel, not the God of the people of Israel. And Hashem said, okay, fine. I'm willing to go with them even now because I like you. Hashem was indicating it's because of you, but not really because of your claim that no one will know you're different than other nations. And Hashem was also indicating that in the days of Yoshua, then we really will have an angel, which we did have, who will lead us to victory till we settle down. And then Hashem came in our midst in the Beit HaMikdash.